Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Thursday morning, this is the time of year when our snowbird friends start to leave cold places like Michigan and head to warm places like Florida. And there are some things they should probably be thinking about before they leave for the winter. Joining us right now to talk more about a few things that they should be keeping in mind from Dyke Security, Kim Kernahan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Sure wish that I had somewhere nice to go for the winter. Someday, right?
Someday, hopefully, yes. That would be nice.
Absolutely. But for those people that are going to leave for an extended period of time, there are some things they should be doing to make sure their home stays safe, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, obviously, you know, talk to some trusted neighbors, family members, have your mail forwarded. You know, you've got simple little things like putting lights on timers so that different lights come on at different times of the day. Once we get into the colder weather with this, when the snow starts flying, you know, either have someone that's going to be coming in to, you know, shovel the walk, shovel your driveway, plow it out so it looks like somebody's there. Have your family members just kind of drive in, drive out when they come over to check the house, and just, you know, just so it looks like there's somebody living in the home and it's not just going to be empty for the next 4 to 5 months.
That's where getting to know your neighbors a little bit really comes into play. If you can ask your neighbors to do very simple things like that, just to watch the home, pull in and out of the driveway when it snows, I mean, that can make a big difference.
Yeah, have the kids come over, build a snowman, you know, just simple things so it looks like you're there. You know, if you've had, tell your neighbor, you know, throw a bag of your trash over there so it looks like the trash is getting picked up. You know, just, unfortunately, you don't know who's watching your home anymore, and just those little things to make it look like you're there, it makes all the difference in the world. Obviously, you know, check your furnace, check all those things in your house, smoke detectors, change your batteries, make sure everything is up to par before you go. Unplug anything you're not going to be using, because we don't know if you've got power outages, power surges. You don't want to come home to a bunch of dead appliances. You know, so just make sure that you're doing everything to keep your home safe, secure. And there are a lot of things that we can do to help you out as well.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those monitoring systems that you have that people can put in place before they go.
There's your simple monitoring where we're going to monitor your perimeter, your doors, your windows, your motion detectors, smoke detectors, different things like that. But now you can also have smart home where you can control, I want this light to come on at 8 o'clock. Oh, let's say we're going to put this light on now at 6 o'clock. You can have your Christmas tree up and turn your Christmas lights on and off right from your phone. Turn different lights in your houses on at different times of the day where you're controlling it, so you know that you're not turning the exact same light on at 6 p.m. every night. You're going to turn different lights on all over your house at different times of the day.
That's a great idea, because people that are looking for an opportunity are going to notice things like, you know, that light is on at the exact same time every day and goes
exactly
off at the same time. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you could even, you know, check your furnace, turn your furnace up. You're heading home the 1st of March or 1st of April. Get that furnace kicked on so it's nice and warm and toasty when you get home.
Sure, great idea. Anybody that's ever had a problem with, for example, a sump pump that malfunctions?
Yes.
You don't like having that happen when you are home, but at least you get to catch it right away. Imagine if that happens in January or February, and you don't come home until March or April.
Exactly, and we can monitor that sump pump for you. We can be a key holder here at the office, so if you need your heating and cooling company, or if you need your electrician, or you need someone to go in and fix something in your home, they can come here to the office, sign that key out, go take care of it for you, and then sign that key back in. You can arm and disarm the system right from your phone, or you can give your maintenance person a code or have someone meet them there, and they can take care of all of those maintenance things for you if needed while you're gone as well.
Well, good advice. I know people are anxious to get to warmer climates this time of year, but you don't want to run too fast. You got to really make sure that your home is sealed up and safe before you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If people have questions about what we've been talking about, or maybe have some other concerns, what should they do? How can they reach you?
Yeah, they can give me a call here at the office, 982-5331, and we can set up a time where I can come on over and take a look and see what we can do to help you out.
Kim, how did it get to be November where we're talking about snowbirds already?
I know, and then it's going to be in the 60s this weekend.
Yeah, go figure. That's Michigan.
I know.
All right, Kim, good stuff. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you.
No problem, Paul. Thanks. Take